blood-curdling screams fill the dense, foggy mid-morning air.
Please, spare me!
Whip slicing the air, creating a wound upon many. Searing, red-hot pain shot through his veins as the final blow collides with his bare skin. Red faded to black as he slipped away. Months turned into years. Years turned into decades, burying his memory in the past. 138 years later, the same place.
How was work today?
It's chilly outside today.
Really? The weather said it was supposed to warm up this week.
It seems awfully chilly in here, too. Maybe I should turn up the heat.
I think it might be just you. I feel fine.
My back still aches from raking the leaves yesterday.
We could go to bed if you want.
That would be great. I was just drifting off to sleep when I heard childish giggles from down the hall. Joanne, what was that?
What? No, what are you talking about?
That noise. Quick, quick. Listen, it started again.
I don't know. Just try to get some sleep.
Was I going insane? Did Joanne really hear it? Or am I just imagining it? There it is again. Softer, but nonetheless creepy. The small childish giggle of happiness changed into a laugh, still cute, but innocent, but eerie. The innocent laugh turned into a shriek of terror. Thunderous footsteps raced down the hall, urgent to get somewhere. Coming toward him or away, I couldn't tell, afraid to open my eyes, feared for what I might see looming over me. The shriek turned into a blood-curdling scream of pure agony in the distance. Frightened to death, paralyzed in my bed, unable to move, I was terrified at what was occurring. Never before in the 30 years that I had lived in this house, and not one single noise had been heard until now. The next day, I didn't confide in Joanne, for I was afraid that she would think I was crazy. My thoughts were racing all day. I couldn't concentrate. All I could think about was that scream of utter terror that made my blood run cold. I had to tell my story to someone who would believe me. I went to the only person I could think of, an old college friend of mine who always wanted to become a ghost hunter.
Hello, this is Bob.
Hi, Bob. This is Jim. It's been such a long time since I've talked to you.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Well, not so great. Hey, could you do me a favor? There was some unusual noises last night, and I was thinking I was going insane.
Sounds interesting. Continue.
Okay, well, there were these light footsteps and childish eerie giggles that turned into laughter and eventually got quiet. Then there was this blood-curdling scream of a person in agony.
Interesting. Well, you're definitely not crazy. You probably have a ghost in your house.
What?
I can come to your house with equipment, if that is okay. We can check it out.
Anything to get rid of that thing in my house.
Great. I'll be there at 7:30.
I was more than nervous now than ever. What if we did find something? I would be even more afraid if they did find something than just sounds. How would they get rid of it? What would Joanne think? A few hours later, the doorbell rang. Bob appeared in the doorway, carrying boxes upon boxes of equipment.
I'm ready. It's time to set up.
When Bob was done setting up, the living room was clear of all furniture except for a wheelchair in the corner that Bob had set up.
Now, we wait.
And wow, did we wait. And wait. 9:30, and we were ready to quit. When one of the many lights started flashing, triggering a chain reaction of lights, something was about to happen.
Look!
Bob was holding a temperature gun that can read temperatures from a very far distance. It read 40 degrees on the wheelchair, but it was 78 degrees on the floor.
Who are you, and what do you want?
My arms prickled with fear. Cold sweat immediately drenched me, surrounding me in a cloud of uneasiness. My stomach started churning. My heart started pumping. I was going to die, was the only thought running through my head. In the eeriest of voices that could have been uttered, the thing responded.
I want to play.
Do you rest peacefully?
No, please help me.
As he said that, the room got very cold and damp. Silently, the thing got up and started forming words on the floor. When it was finished, it spelled out a name and age, Wilbur Johnson, age 10.
Please help me.
Okay, we'll help you. We have to put his soul to rest by a grave marker with his information on it to honor him so he can be at peace.
I didn't know how to respond. I was frozen with fear. All I could do was nod. We ordered a gravestone with Wilbur's name on it, and it had been express shipped to Bob in hopes that this would be over soon. Bob had it placed in the historical graveyard, and Wilbur has seemed to move on, or so we hope.